Welcome to the poem of the week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Let's talk a little bit about kidney stones. Kidney stones, common in the American population, have a peak incidence in the 20 to 40-year-old age group, although we've certainly seen stones in all age groups. Male to female ratio of about 3 to 1. Calcium oxalate is the most common variety of kidney stones. Those that have an occurrence with calcium oxalate have a recurrence rate of 10% at 1 year, 35% at 5 years, and nearly 50% will have a recurrence of the kidney stone within a 10-year period. Diagnosis usually made on clinical grounds, often supported by investigations with diagnostic imaging. A third of all clinical stones will become clinically apparent, meaning that two-thirds are silent. Those that are clinically apparent usually cause pain, often severe in nature, right angle tenderness, hematuria, and some GI symptoms, including nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. The pain is usually sudden in onset, typically felt in the groin and genitalia. People often describe themselves as restless. They find the pain excruciating and are unable to find a comfortable position. Prognosis, most stones will pass within 48 hours. A treatment often includes a fluid intake and analgesia. Urteric stones less than 5 millimeters in diameter pass spontaneously in almost all people, compared to 50% of urteric stones that are 5 millimeters or greater. So the aim of treatment, clearly to render people free of stones and perhaps to prevent the development of complications of stone formation, both acutely and in the future. This week, our poem asks the question, can drugs improve passage of stones in the ureter? This is a article that's published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine. Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this was a meta-analysis, and the researchers were interested in finding any study in the literature that looked at either alpha blockers or calcium channel blockers to speed the passage of ureteral stones. And it was a well-done meta-analysis. There were two separate authors. They each looked at all of the studies, and they looked in several databases. They did a hand search of urologic journals to, you know, find any studies they might have missed, and also looked at conference proceedings. They did a very careful search, and they rated the quality of the studies from 1 to 5, where 3 or more was considered a good quality, well-designed study. Now, out of the 22 studies that they found, only one had a score of 3 or higher, so the overall quality of this literature is pretty poor. All but one of the studies were unblinded, and none of them told us how allocation to the groups was concealed. Alpha blockers, the main one studied was the tamsulosin or Flomax, and that was looked at in 16 trials with 1,235 men. There was some heterogeneity among the study outcomes, meaning that there was some differences in outcomes between studies. And there was also some evidence of publication bias, which means that maybe some smaller studies that didn't show a benefit never got published. So the 9 studies that looked at the time to stone expulsion in patients with stones of 3 to 18 millimeters in size, that's getting pretty big, located in the distal portion of the ureter, with a 2 to 6 day, they found a 2 to 6 day average improvement in the time to stone passage. So pretty good improvement with the alpha blocker. They also looked at calcium channel blockers, most often nifedipine. There were 9 studies with almost 700 patients. The average stone size was greater than 5 millimeters, and in those studies, the stones were scattered all over the ureter, proximally and distally. And eventual stone passage was also more likely. With treatment, the relative risk of passage was 1.5, so a 50% relative increase in passing. This is kind of what I like to call an LCS meta-analysis, lots of little crappy studies. It tells us a little bit about maybe what the clinical benefit is. It also tells us that there's a need to do some better quality, more definitive studies does appear to show that stone passage is enhanced by treating patients with an alpha blocker like Flomax or a calcium channel blocker like nifedipine. Not clear which one is better. Not really any data on whether the combination would be any better.
And is the thinking that this is acting at the level of a smooth muscle?
Yeah, that's the theory behind it.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's also important that we remember, I still see physicians using opiates over NSAIDs, and certainly patients believing that opiates are going to be more effective for them than NSAIDs when they have a kidney stone. That's certainly what a lot of them have gotten over the years. And it turns out actually in some other studies that NSAIDs are better than opiates, probably because they do have prostaglandin-mediated effects on the smooth muscle. They're actually better for pain, better tolerated, fewer side effects in patients with kidney stones.
Interesting. Two take-home lessons here. One, we might want to consider either an alpha blocker or a calcium channel blocker to help pass the stones, and for those of us that may not be using NSAIDs to treat the pain, that it's time that that we switch to an NSAID.
That's right, and I think convincing our patients is, as always, part of the challenge, because many have become used to a certain way of treating their kidney stones. So, that's an ongoing challenge.
Excellent. We'll talk to you again next week, Mark. Have a nice week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.